Okay, so my name's Michael Conacher, and your name's Andrea?
Yes, sir.
And you work with GEICO's claim service?
Yes, sir.
Okay, is there an ID number or last name I could note for you?
Barry, B-E-R-R-Y.
Okay, thank you. Some people spell that with an A, right?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. So, yeah, just to be clear, we're on a recorded line for quality assurance purposes and public reference, okay?
Correct, yeah.
Thank you.
All right. So what I need from you is a recorded statement. What's going to happen is I'm going to start a recorder. I'll ask you a series of questions regarding the accident and any coverage things as well. If you don't know the answer to any of the questions, that's completely fine. You can go ahead and say that you don't know the answer, and then we'll move forward. And if you hear any silence, that's just me updating the file, okay?
Yes. So, Andrea, once you start the recording, can I make some statements before you start asking me the questions? Because I need to clarify some things.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I do need to do an introduction, but after the introduction, I'll go ahead and let you know. You can go ahead and clarify the things, if that's okay.
Very good.
Okay. This is Andrea Berry, recording by telephone from phone 540-286-4792 on Wednesday, October 16th, 2019 at 11:01 a.m. Would you please state and spell your full name?
It's Eastern Standard Time. My name is Michael Conacher, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Conacher, C-O-N-I-K-E-R.
Michael Conacher, do you understand this interview is being recorded?
Yes, I do.
Is this recording being taken with your permission?
Yes, and I'm recording as well.
And then I just need to get some verifying, to verify some information from you. Can you please verify your date of birth?
Well, I'm going to pause my recording for that.
Okay.
Just a second. Okay.
Okay. And then can you verify your email address?
Yes. It's geico@abaquest.com, spelled G-E-I-C-O @ABA, capital Q-U-E-S-T.com. AbaQuest, the first three letters are A-B-A, like Apple Boy Apple.
Okay. And can you please verify your driver's license, date, and number?
Yes, I have to get that.
Okay.
Okay, it's a Pennsylvania driver's license. The number is 2380.
Perfect. I went ahead and verified you. I don't know if you want to start your recorder again.
Yeah, I'm recording, yes.
Okay,
so I did want to, before you start asking me the questions, I wanted to make some clarifications so that I want us to get on the same page here. So, it's very common for people to be in situations where they look at facts and use those matters of fact to support conclusions, and some conclusions are opposed to each other in a binary way.
Okay.
And so what came to my mind is that I was being asked questions yesterday related to my business, and was the purpose of me driving, was it business related? And I was, and I think this was 2 days ago, when I was asking. So yesterday and the day before, actually it was the day before. Yesterday I only spoke with you briefly. So the day before. So today is the 16th of October, 2019, correct?
Correct.
It's a Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
Eastern Standard Time. So I am going to build an argument that 100% of my automobile usage since March 28, 2012, has been for business, completely for business. So I'm going to retroactively address that with my taxes and what I did going to the dentist. I'm going to consider that business, prove that after I got my finishing touches of the root canal done that Dr. Levy did on me, I started an audio recording and let him know that I was doing that and that I am a victim of compounded layers of crime that include police officers participating in it, judges by acting stupid are participating in it, and judges allowing people to lie, even though I'm telling the judges under oath, that person just lied. The judge is like, well, just continue on. And this has been going on since April 3rd, 2012 is when I called 911 because things weren't lining up. I was experiencing multiple cross-check validation failures indicating that there is something very different than what Dr. Andrew Rezzo led me to believe I was entering. I got locked up in a psych institution using trickery and lies. And the people that did it were the closest people to me in my life. My father-in-law, and his eldest daughter. I love her. She is stuck in a web of lies that he manipulated her to push into public record by lying about me. And when they went to a hospital, they wanted me to be drugged up because I allowed myself to enter a supernatural experience. It was deeply spiritual, deeply peaceful. And when I was in that experience, I did a lifetime confession to my siblings and my, which I have 11 living, and my wife already knew this stuff, and so did my dad, my mom's deceased, and my in-laws, my wife's two parents knew about this stuff. It wasn't new to them, it was new to my siblings. She had falsely accused me over the years, in addition to my sins, she falsely accused me of engaging in homosexual behavior, including homosexual incest with my brothers, performing anal sex with my brothers. Like, what is this stuff? And her dad, who's a psychologist, ended up greasing the skids to get her diagnosed to be delusional with psychotic features. And now I see that they used it as a scapegoat. They also used sacred Catholic teachings as scapegoats. And I was convinced that she was mentally ill based on these doctors telling me this, Marie's dad, and then another psychiatrist, Richard Fitzgibbons, diagnosed her with that. Then she dismissed him. So a psychoanalyst priest said, yep, she's delusional with this stuff. And so he recommended Dr. Mark Webb. So Marie and her dad went with me to bring her to Dr. Mark Webb. And when I told him what I've been experiencing with her, I says, you can have time. He was a psychiatrist. You can have time with her and help her with what she needs. But at some point, I need you to tell me what's going on here. And what she did is she manipulated me, let months pass. And then this stuff got washed off. She told me she's all done. I said, you're not done. You never got back and tell me what the heck's going on here. Why would you accuse me of this stuff that I find very gross? And so I was upset with her. And then so she let the time pass. And then later she talked to me one night and squeaked a tear out of her eye, got it down to her cheek, pressed it on my cheek, told me she was sorry. She would like to just move forward, leave all this in the past. And she was wrong. And she just wants to drop it. And so I allowed her to do that in addition to this consecration we made, which is taught by the Catholic Church. And the bishop in Steubenville, Ohio, is wiggling around saying that that's a private profession of the church, not a public profession. He's talking about St. Louis de Montfort, who teaches how to give everything of yourself to God through his mother and just let go. And I did that in this problem that my wife introduced to me. But in what I know now in hindsight is her father told me that her maternal grandfather had sex with his youngest teenage daughter. And that daughter is one of five children. There's two boys. And some of the adult children knew about the sex, and the mother did too, and they looked the other way. So these are things that I noticed that at that man's funeral, it was like no funeral I've ever been at before. There was a spirit of unrest, a lot of whispering with the siblings, and you could just tell that there's unrest there. There was no mourning. There's something wrong. And then my wife's mother is the eldest of those children. Her name's Harriet. She is a fifth generation Harriet. My wife was supposed to be a sixth generation Harriet. It's the eldest daughter thing that got started, and some kind of ring that goes with this. And these people practice witchcraft, and they mix it with Catholic teachings. And what they did to me in 2012 was some type of whitewash. I don't know how to describe it. That is not my expertise. I'm the victim. And I was at the police yesterday, And I tell you, I want to talk to the chief. I can point out exactly what's the problem. It surrounds me. It's very active. I need somebody to connect the dots with me that has credibility. These people stole my credibility. So how this relates to you, Geico, this is Geico Insurance Company, right?
Yes, sir.
So how this relates to Geico is what I'm telling you is that on March 28, 2012, I experienced a supernatural event. It was beyond nature, and it had to do with the inverse of the deluge. Andrea, do you know what the deluge is?
No, sir.
Do you know what the great flood is?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Noah's Ark, right?
Yes, sir.
So within the last 2 days, I talked to a man who named his son Noah, which I believe he did it via Noah's Ark concept. His son is just a little older than mine, and this man used to be a boss of mine in 1991 and 1992. For Telesis Computer Corporation, I was programming software used for enterprise resource planning. And he was providing me specifications and was supervising my work. He's a very good man. He's a holy man. And he is now a doctor of computer science and communications. And he teaches at the University of Pittsburgh Business School. It's called the CATS Business School. And I've approached him that I have an invention, and this invention is cool. It has a mathematical component to it that's used as a building block, and this mathematical component has an equation, and it celebrates what anybody says is true and is able to project that out into a quantified trust that you can quantify in various ways, and doing so with computer programming and digitizing the trust makes it practical to make this happen. He has the ability of understanding the data model that I can show him, the math, the technology aspect. He's also a Christian, but he's a rebel against the Pope. And my invention is loyal to the Pope from its very beginning, and that's documented in my medical record. So on April 2nd, 2012, my wife and her dad decided they didn't like me expressing the way I was. I turned into a jack-in-the-box. And I was revealing things that they did not want revealed. And same with my dad. I was identifying there's evil in our family we have to address. We can't just keep acting as if these skeletons don't exist and as if this dirt under the rug doesn't exist. We need to properly address these matters and bring them to closure. And those three people, the two grandfathers and my children and my Catholic wife, those three people did not want me doing what I was doing. I was in a very vulnerable state of mind. It was like that of a 12-year-old boy. And while I was in that state, I was grossly molested by Dr. Andrew Rezo, my wife's dad. It was not sexual, but it was very intimate. And it violated my relationship with my wife, which at the time was a healthy sexual relationship. She ended up lying about me, first lying to me, that she was going to cooperate with her dad to take my materials to my local bishop, Bishop David Allen Zubik of the Diocese of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, USA, and let him know that there's something supernatural going on in the Jerry and Gwen Conacher family. We need help. And Michael Conacher concluded that his deceased mother made some form of a supernatural connection with him and has miracles to that God will perform on her, based on her request, her petitioning God for asking for help. So miracles of healing of the human family. The invention that I have that I testified to a federal judge about on April 30, 2014 on Grant Street, I think it's between Grant Street and Liberty Avenue, downtown Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, federal building. I testified to a federal judge. He asked me a lot of questions about my invention, which I often call circles of trust centered in truth, CT for short. And after he asked me all the questions he wanted, the judge, then my attorney asked me a question. He said his last, one of his questions was, what's the end result of this CT thing you're talking about? I says, well, it can be used. It can be further developed to be used to support human behavior improvements so that when Jesus walks this earth again, no one will kill him. And then the attorney says, Your Honor, no further questions. And I have thought about that further And the second coming of Jesus is not him as one man. It's his glory showing through humanity in dominance. And Jesus is already with us. He already told us that he's the vine, we're the branches, that what we do to the least among us, we do to him. And he purchased us. And that's according to Catholic teachings. And I am being labeled as delusional for my expressions of my Catholic belief system and my expressions related to this invention that I have. Now, how this relates to Geico Insurance Company is I claim that I have already released the core basic design, the data model, the entity relationship diagram, for supporting human-induced artificial intelligence. And I am ready to build a decision-making module within the Next Step program and the CT Truth Chain module of Circles of Trust Centered in Truth that is ctDNA certified. I invented ctDNA. And the police try to tell me that I claim that the Pope can change people's DNA. I said, that's a misquote. I never said that. Show me the records. What I'm doing is in writing in recorded formats. People are misquoting me, lying about me. And I'm a victim of slander. If you Google Mike Conacher, you'll come up with somebody that's not me. But according to the government, that is me. I disagree with my government. I'm being abused by my Uncle Sam. He is a great uncle. I think the nicest uncle in human history as far as a beast is concerned. Because I've concluded that the rule of unjust law is the beast talked about in Revelations. There's an injustice going on here in the United States of America, and it needs to be properly addressed into public view. I want my medical records to be put in public view, but one of the things stopping me is my Social Security number is all over there. And I called Social Security. What do I do? What can I do to protect my Social Security number when it's all over my medical record and I want that to be public? Can you give me another one? And they said no. So I'm stuck in situations where I go in and I talk to doctors of the human mind. They will not let me record what I say. They interpret what I say, misquote what I say, and even in one case shredded a fax that would show that they are using witchcraft on me. They shredded evidence. I've told attorneys about it. I paid over $60,000 in attorney fees. I keep telling courts, judges. I've talked to somewhere around a dozen judges since 2012 saying that I need help. There's foulness going on in the system here, and nobody will interact with, not even attorneys, not even ones. I have two on retainer right now. They will not interact with me on the record about this garbage that's going on. So what I'm telling Geico is I need to recant what I said the other day about my personal use. I am going to argue that I am building a decision support system based on my brain and what goes on inside my brain. And I'm going to build out this invention into public view real time, as close to real time as I can. And I'm going to address things. So I am concerned about my children. They are at risk. I told my Catholic wife about observations that I had that looks like warning signs connected to incest in her family. And she ignored my warning signs, and my government has locked me up in jails and other institutions for over 2.5 years since 2012. So I'm telling Geico, I need Geico to report in a very formal, public way that I claim to be a victim of serious crimes and my children are at risk. There's sexual risk my children are in.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if that's something that we can do. I don't believe that that's something we can do. We're just strictly with your auto insurance, and we only cover anything related to your auto losses.
What if you found out that one of your customers was a murderer or was going to rape a child or something like that? Are you saying that you wouldn't notify the authorities?
I mean, I would speak with my higher ups about it and see what their thought is. But as far as this statement that I'm needing, it's just in regards to the step rail of your vehicle.
Okay.
So I know you said your vehicle is being used for business use. What is the business? Is it just the invention that you're creating? Is
Yeah,
that what?
I'll answer your question, but before that, I want to make a point here. You said that you'll notify your supervisor that I asked you to report this to federal and state and county authorities from where you are. I want you to report that there are crimes that are not being properly addressed. I'm asking you to report it from where you are. These crimes are serious. My wife admitted under oath that she does not protect my children from pornography. I take issue with that. She's allowed my 16-year-old son to go sleep on a college campus, just to go hang out with older friends. I don't agree with that. There's things going on that are very wrong, and I've been slandered. I suffer from libel and a character assassination, and my government is actively involved in it via corruption in the judicial system. I'm asking you to take this recording and publicly profess it to law enforcement from somebody that can do so. So you don't have the authority, but you have the obligation to tell your supervisor that I'm asking to make this communication, everything that I said, public, so they can be properly addressed with public accountability.
Okay, sir, I'll go ahead and have my I'll let my higher ups know. It is a moral obligation to me that I let them know what you're reporting. I'll go ahead and let them know what you said, and if and let them listen to it and let them make the decision on that. I don't have any authority to release your recorded statement to the public or any legal matters. I don't have any authority to do that, and I'm not licensed to do that either. So I will let my higher ups know about your recorded statement, and I will let them make the best decision for that regarding your statement about your children.
Thanks, Andrea. So I have given my consent for everything that I've said to be considered public domain. What I said is public. I am Joe Public. I have an invention. So you're asking about my business. The name of my business is AbbaQuest Incorporated. It's spelled ABA, capital QUEST, Incorporated. It was formed in 1999 as a software development and computer consulting company. That is my expertise. I've made over $1 million in less than 10 years doing that type of work. I am labeled as being incapacitated, unable to work. The federal government views me as unable to work. My Catholic wife, the first Catholic wife, testified under oath this year that I'm not able to work. What she's referring to is I tried to go back to work at Dollar Bank Business Intelligence Department starting on July 2nd, 2012. And by mid-August 2012, I was a mess. These people, Marie and her father, Andrew Rezzo, wreaked havoc inside my psyche. They grossly abused me. And they used lies to do it and tried to say they did it to help me. They forced drugs into me I did not want. So I am now rebuilding AbbaQuest using this invention that was conceived in my brain as a brainchild, such as Apple Computer is a brainchild of Steve Jobs and Microsoft is a brainchild of who?
I'm sorry?
Microsoft is a brainchild of who?
I'm not sure.
Bill Gates. So my brainchild, I'm Michael Conacher. My brainchild is Angelica Hope Conacher. There is a human element to my brainchild, but my brainchild is a thing. It's not a human being, it's a human creation. And from a technical point of view, Angelica Hope Conacher is called CT, also stands for Circles of Trust Centered in Truth. So I have an invention that's able to support human-induced artificial intelligence that can be used to amass information, processes, various forms of logic with an intention to serve the individual human being, inclusive of human dignity that has been elevated to its highest possible level by God becoming a human being through Jesus Christ being conceived in his ever virgin, ever sinless mother Mary. My invention is anchored to that, but it has a mathematical structure to it that's used to celebrate the concept of any human being being able to explore one truth in their existence.
Okay. So as far as the, you reported that your vehicle won't pass inspection because of some damages. What is the vehicle that you are talking about?
It's a GMC Savannah 1500 2010.
Perfect. And have you ever used any of your vehicles to transport passengers for a fee, such as Uber or Lyft?
No.
No? Okay. And was anybody injured when you hit that step-up rail thing?
It was a pole in a ski resort. It was a cement-filled steel pole that was in the parking lot, and it was below my window line, so I didn't see it.
Okay.
And so that pole is what caused the damage. Now, you should know that I was a car while I was in a Fort Pitt tunnel. I believe the date was somewhere around February 10, 2015. I was in the right lane, the car in front of me in the left lane. Due to cars stopping quickly in front of it, it darted out across into my lane and caused a lot of damage to the front end of my vehicle. So that's on my record. The damage to my side rail was already done, so Geico should have pictures of that. So then in 2015, that damage was there, and it wasn't causing a problem, and I was passing inspection, so I just left it the way it is. But it's been there for a while.
And so for that damage, you said that happened in 2015?
Yeah, that's what I thought, but I could be wrong. I only took my son skiing at Seven Springs once, so I'll have credit card records related to that, and so I might have been off by year. It might have been the winter of that started in 2014 that I took him there, and so I think.
So it was either 2014 or 2015.
Yeah, I think I probably said the winter, like December of 2015, but that one. That couldn't be because of what I just told you. And if we need to get the records, I can look that up to find my credit card records of going to Seven Springs.
Okay. And do you know when you started your Geico policy? Do you recall?
Well, I had Geico for over 10 years.
Okay.
And then I ended up being wrongfully arrested. I've been locked up over two and a half years since 2012. And so while I was locked up for 10 months in 2017, my van was in my garage. I requested to have the policy suspended. And then when I came back, they ended up restarting it on me. So then I was wrongfully arrested for receiving Holy Communion. On September 20, 2018, I respectfully informed the extraordinary Eucharistic minister, I'm going to take God the Father and his host with me to court today because I'm being abused in court and I don't have a true father in my life. My dad's deceased and these priests around me aren't true. And so I'm going to have God the Father in my hand. I got attacked by the priest. He grabbed me by the throat, put me up against the wall, had the police called. I got arrested for this man attacking me. And then the police cooperated in lies. So it goes on and on, this story. But You asked me a question that triggered that. What was your question?
About coverage with Geico.
Yes. Okay.
Coverage during the accident.
Yes. So my Geico insurance also got lapsed a second time, related to my vehicle being wrongfully towed on September 20, 2018, and then when I got out of jail 9 months later, I was told that I owed them $11,500. I was like, what? And so I did something to stop my Geico insurance when these people told me that they have the title of my vehicle, that I no longer own it. So your records will show that my coverage lapsed in 2017 and 2018 But prior to that, I've been a GEICO customer for more than 10 years.
So in 2015 or 2014, when you believe this, when you had hit the poll, you had coverage at this time, or do you not have coverage?
I had full coverage.
You believe you had coverage?
I had full coverage, yes.
And did you have anything to confirm the incident? Did you call the police, or was there a tow, or did anyone witness?
Well, my son was in the car, so he heard it happen. It was the plastic cracking. We could hear that. So I went out and saw that. Yeah, I cracked my plastic, but the pole was fine. So we just left it at that.
And what is his first name?
His name is Jerome.
Jerome. Okay. Yeah, we do have him listed as a passenger. So in 2015, I know you said you were locked up from 2012 for about 2.5 years, so about 2014 or so is when you got out of jail?
No, it's not one stay. There's been multiple cases of being locked up. The first time I was locked up in my life was April 2nd, 2012, and that one was during Holy Week. It was 5 days, Monday through Friday of Holy Week, Monday into Friday, noon of Holy Week.
Okay.
Spotty since then. So in 2017, I got arrested on Ash Wednesday, March 1, 2017. I was locked up for 10 months. I got out on December 28, 2018. Then I was I was again arrested on September 20, 2018 and got out.
And we're talking about the accident where you hit the pole. So if we can keep that time frame, because that's the time frame that I'm looking for. You said the 2014 or 2015 is when it happened. And so I'm just, you said that you believe you had coverage when you hit the pole. And it was, what led you to believe that you had coverage? Did you restart your policy or?
Well, in 2014, there was no lapse in my policy. So my policy was active for over 10 years at that point. Your record should show that.
And so you were a customer for 10 years prior to this accident?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, the record's the record. So according to my recollection, that's a true statement. We've had GEICO for a long time. I think we got GEICO somewhere around 2003. So
2003.
Yeah, I think that's when the policy started. It had to do with my wife bounced a check. She failed to pay the Erie car insurance, so Erie dropped us. So then I got involved, and we chose GEICO.
Okay. And so did you receive renewal paperwork every 6 months is usually when the renewal starts? Did you receive any renewal paperwork or any confirmation for renewal?
Well, yeah, we would get that. I think I typically paid the one-year policy rate to save the money, a little discount. And then we would get those the proof of insurance every 6 months, so we would have that.
Okay.
But you already know these answers. Why would you ask me this question?
Because we're investigating your coverage. There may not be coverage for the year that you're saying. That's why I'm asking. That's what the recorded statement is for, as well as the damages and all that.
Okay.
Yeah. So you said you did receive renewal paperwork I know you said your wife had made a check payment to Erie. How did you make payments to GEICO?
Well, I ended up taking over the bill paying after that incident because of that incident and because of her diagnosis. She was diagnosed with a delusional disorder of the jealous type. I did not know the extent of that illness, and I decided to take control of the family finances as the sole breadwinner. So you asked, how did she make the payments? I'm the one that made the payments. And
That's what I asked. How did y'all make payments to GEICO?
Very likely through a credit card.
Credit card.
Either that or an online bill payment. I can.
And when was the last time you made a payment?
Well, I'm
I guess
on.
in the 2015 period,
In the year
you
two.
would make it yearly.
In the year 2015.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm ex from what I recall, that was an annual payment. I've only recently switched to monthly payments, and that's this most
Gotcha.
recent right now.
Okay. All right. Okay, and is there anything else you would like to add concerning the accident details?
All right, so we're focusing on the running board of the passenger side of my vehicle, correct?
Correct.
No, I think I answered all your questions. I made a point that when my vehicle, the front end damage to my vehicle was repaired and GEICO covered that,
Yes, sir.
I did experience a problem with Progressive. They would not pay my rental car fee, and GEICO tried to help me with that, but I am stuck in this cyclone. It's a tornado that I have so much paperwork, so many details, so many other priorities that I was not able to follow through to get that rental car thing addressed. So I don't know what to do about that. But as it relates to the running board, as I told you, that damage was already there when my front end damage to my vehicle was repaired by GEICO. So GEICO should have pictures of it existing already.
Okay. And have you understood all of these questions?
Yes.
Is this recording true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Has this recording been made with your knowledge and consent?
Yes, and I'm asking you the same. You're aware that I'm recording, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and I have your consent.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Could you state your name again, please?
My name is Michael Conacher.
This is Andrea Berry concluding a recorded interview with Michael Conacher on Wednesday, October 16th, 2019 at 11:37 a.m. I will now turn off the recorder.
Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you so much for that, sir. I really appreciate your time and answering all of my questions. I just need to see if I need any other information from you. Like I did explain, we are investigating coverage for the accident. So that is something we're looking at. It looks like there may have been an issue of when the start year was. So that's something that we're going to have to look at to see when your policy started. I know you said that you had GEICO for 10 years, so that's something that we're also going to look into as well. But I do need to make you aware that we are investigating coverage for this, for the time of when the loss occurred, okay?
Yes.
Okay. And I think that is all I have. Did you have any questions for me at all?
Yeah, I just want you to let I'm still recording this for quality assurance purposes and public reference, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So did you have any questions for me, sir?
That was the last question. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Have a great day. We'll get back in touch with you soon to let you know what the resolution is with the coverage investigation, okay?
Okay, you too, Andrea Berry. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Andrea, you're with GEICO Insurance Company, right?
Yes, sir.
Is that www.geico.com?
Yeah.
Now, how do you spell GEICO?
GEICO.
Okay, thank you very much.
Have a great day.
You too. Goodbye.
Bye.
That phone call was 42 minutes and 14 seconds. The time is 11:38 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday, October 16, 2019. This recording is 39 minutes, 22 seconds. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God,